Okay, good morning, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Welcome back to Torah to Go, five Divrei Torah on Parshas Ki Tzavo. Wow. Almost every single year, Parshas Ki Tzavo falls in line as being Erev Slichos. This year is an exception to that rule, but it's getting us much more in the mindset for Yamin Narayim. We are halfway through. Tomorrow, tonight will be Yud Tesvav Elul, halfway through the month of Elul Be'ezras Hashem, and Tavshin Pei Dalet is upon us. Let's begin with an unbelievable chida, an amazing, amazing gematria. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Lamed Dalet Chaf, 34:20. Ready? Rabos Raos Tzadik, Umikulam Yatzilenu Hashem. Many are the mishaps of the righteous, meaning many ra'os does a tzaddik do. A tzaddik does a lot of ra'os, a lot of bad things. People make do bad things by accident. I mean, we talk about this a lot, making mistakes. And umikulam, and they're all saved from Hashem. Hashem saves us from all of them. There are 676 letters found in the Tochacha in Parshas Ki Tavo. Ki Tavo, the majority of Ki Tzavo is the Tochacha, the curses that befall upon the Jewish people when we do not follow in God's ways. All the letters of all those add up to 676. That is the gematria of Ra'os, bad things. Many, most famously, the Kloisenberger Rebbe would say, I think, in the DP camps on the first Parshas Ki Tzavo, the minhag was, and some is in many communities, to recite the Tochacha very low, or lower than the rest of laning. It's if like we don't want to talk about these things. And at that Kriyas HaTorah, that first time in the DP camps, the Rebbe told the Baal Kore louder. He thought he couldn't hear so well. Louder, louder. I said, until he got to like the same level as the rest of Kriyas HaTorah, he said, we don't need to say this lower anymore. We all lived the Tochacha. We all experienced it. It's not going to happen again. The Ra'os. So now Rabos, Ra'os, Tzadik. Tzadik, right? Hashem is a Tzadik. Hashem does Ra'os sometimes. Ra'os are, or they look Ra'os to us, 676. And who saves us from them? Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, if you're still sitting in your seat, you might fall off. The name Yud Kei Vav Kei appears in the Tochacha 26 times. Okay? The gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. So back to school, folks. 26 times 26 is 676. The same gematria as Ra'os, the same amount of letters in the Tochacha. And the Chida says that is what the pasuk means. Rabos Ra'os Tzadik. There are times that when Ra'os are going to happen, we're going to experience things that are bad. They are 676 of them. Umikulam Yatzilenu Hashem. Hashem's name is mentioned 26 times, 26 times 26, 676, within the Tocha itself. Hashem is always there the entire time. He's always been there. He's there for us to be saved from the Ra'os. That is thought number one, right? As we're experiencing sometimes very difficult moments in our lives, it's important to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is next to us the entire time.
Sure.
The entire time. Amazing. Amazing, right? Very often, maybe we'll talk about this with the next one. The next thought comes from the beginning of our parsha. The beginning of our parsha is Bikurim. Amazing, amazing mitzvah that Mishnayos describe that when the farmers would start, would plant their crops, and when the first of the Shivas Aminim would start growing, they would tie a ribbon, a rubber band around the branch. So, this is the first, and they take those fruits to Yerushalayim. And they would have to make a declaration. There was a whole parade that would come out to greet them. And they would have to make a declaration before the Kohen. The Torah says the following. Uvasa el ha-Kohen asher yiyeh b'yamim ahim. And you go before the Kohen that lives during that time. V'amarte lav. And you say to him, Ki gadati hayom l'Hashem Elokecha. I have said today before God, Kivasi ala aretz, when I enter the land of Israel, Asher nishba Hashem lavaseinu lazeislan. That when I got to the land that God promised us, I said today, right? Is it today when? Sounds like already. I said that when I get to the land of Israel that God promised us, and then the pasuk says, if alakacha koimi ketemi dechi, takes the koimi is going to take your basket. He's going to place it before the mizbeach. And then you make your declaration. Asks Rav Menachem ben Sion Zaks, the Menachem Sion, that this doesn't seem to make sense. He got it. I said, I declared. He didn't make a declaration today. He might have spoke. He might have shared some words. But we don't see anything in the Torah that indicates that he spoke already. And even after this declaration, before the declaration, he doesn't do it. He does something, but he doesn't speak. Hare adayin lo higid klum. He didn't say anything. So, says Rav Zak something very, very beautiful. V'efshar lomar she'etzem ha'halicha mikol kitzos ha'aretz la'havia bikurim ze levad kvar nechshav kilu kvar higid. Sometimes talking means that I speak, I verbalize, I communicate with my mouth. Or it might mean texting today. I express something with words. But sometimes talking is done with action. What's the line? Actions speak louder than words. He got it to Yom. You didn't say anything. But the very fact that you are walking through the streets of Yerushalayim, so proud with your basket of fruit in your hands, your first fruits, your hard work, you're taking that to the Beis HaMikdash. You are declaring with your feet, with your actions, that this is the land that God promised to the Jewish people. This is the land that God promised to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And now I am here. Right? So often, we speak with our mouth. Most importantly, or more importantly than that, is how we speak with our actions. Non-verbal communication, right? Non-verbal communication is way more significant. And sometimes it means not even speaking. I'm coming here from a Shiva house. The halacha in a Shiva house is to not talk unless you are spoken to, right? If you are the menachem, the person going, halacha is not to talk unless you're spoken to. So often, there is so much power in not speaking, in not saying anything, and just being with the friend, being with your neighbor, being with your spouse. And sometimes it's important to say, I don't know what to say. And that speaks louder than what we actually say. He says a story that a chassid went to his Rebbe. He traveled for many, many weeks. The kasher nichnas liachidus lecheder admor, lo hotzi ha'admor kol hega mipif. The Talmud, the Chassid, unloaded on his Rebbe and spoke and spoke and spoke. The Rebbe just listens. And the entire time he's looking directly at his Talmud, at his Chassid, looking at him with intense emotion and showing that he was paying attention to him. When he left, and the Rebbe didn't say a word to him. And he said, what did Rebbe say? All the Chassidim want to know what exactly the Rebbe said to you. He said, the Rebbe said nothing. Ulam, kedai hayali kol ha-toreach hazeh lavo mimer chakim lishrashem. Amukos mabed enav shel ha-Rebbe. He said nothing to me, but it was worth every moment to get here. It was worth every moment for me to sit next to the Rebbe. I saw that he pierced straight into my neshama. He understood me and he felt my pain, right? He understood what I'm going through. We try to be fixers, right? We try to change people. We try to fix people's problems, which is definitely very, very important in the right time. More often than not, people don't want us to fix their problems. They need us to listen to their problems, to internalize them, and feel their pain. Feel what, not only pain, feel what they're going through. Feel their simcha. I'm so happy for you. I'm elated what you are experiencing. Okay. That is thought number two. Thought number one was Rabos Ra'ut Tzadik, 676.
Rabbi.
Yeah, Nathan.
What do we learn from the words that if you'll say this to the Torah, to the Kohen will be there in those days?
In those days. Oh, I stress those words. So it says Rashi, Ein lecha ela Kohen shehu biyamecha kimo shehu. We complain all the time. Why can't we have leaders like the previous generation or like pre-war Europe? Why can't we... Why can't my rabbi be like that? Why can't the leaders be, these aren't the real Kohanim, these are fake. We have what we have in our generation. And those are the people that Hashem has given us to lead us. Right? So that's very often we have this language in reference to leadership. It's here by the Kohanim. We have it by the Shoftim as well. And the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah addresses this as well. Continuing on, we're going backwards to Psukim, to the first pasuk in our parsha. Vayaki savo el haaretz, asher Hashem lokecha nosin lecha v'nachalav yishtav yishavtava. When you enter the land that Hashem has given you, the rishta, and you inherit the land, v'yishavtava, and you live, and you settle the land of Israel, you'll have this mitzvah of bikurim. You have the mitzvah of bikurim. The Chazal, the Medrash writes that the mitzvah of Bikurim is so amazing, and the schar of this mitzvah, we got the land of Israel. The Malbim says that's backwards. We can't do the mitzvah until we enter the land of Israel. We don't even have a rabbinic mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz on Bikurim. We have Orla, we have Chala, we have other things that we do in Chutz La'aretz. We don't have the mitzvah of Bikurim at all, only until we enter and settle the land of Israel. So how can it be in the schar of this mitzvah, we enter the land if we never did it? If we never did it. Okay, that's the Malbim's question. Answers the Malbim. B'darshu ki'ilu amar kasav v'nevat tavo el ha'aretz b'shvil shatzidim atem l'kayim mitzvah bikurim. He says, perhaps, what's the answer? The answer is that there was a promise that we would keep this mitzvah. There was an excitement over this mitzvah, and that's specifically what helped us inherit the land. The commitment to keep this mitzvah. is something that already excited Ribono Shel Olam to give us Eretz Yisrael, to give us Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't the commitment right now, right? It wasn't the actual performing of the mitzvah. There's a commitment later on. This reminds me of a story from Rav Pan. Rabbi Reisman mentions this in his book, that he was learning Yoredeya with Rav Pan, and the Yoredeya begins with Hilchos Shechita. And one of the first questions at the beginning of Hilchos Shechita is, what is the bracha on Shechita? And why don't you make a Shechianu on the mitzvah? Right? If you don't do a mitzvah for a very long time, you don't make a Shechianu, you make a Shechianu. So he asked the following question that he just addressed himself. He said, why doesn't a chassan and kala make a Shechianu under a chuppah? No? So many answers to this question. He says, Rav Pam says very simply, maybe it's more profound than this, but he said very simply, they don't know what they're getting themselves into. When we blow the shofar in 2 weeks from now, we know the mitzvah. We know what we're doing. We know the commitment to the mitzvah. It's pretty easy. 30 blasts, 9 blasts, 100 blasts. We know what the mitzvah is. When we commit to marriage, we don't know what we are committing to. Therefore, we don't know what bumps in the road are going to be. We don't know. Sometimes we know the people as best as we can, but we need to know them more. And only with time do, like, maybe we should make a Shechianu at our 50th wedding anniversary, perhaps. But we don't know what we're getting ourselves into. But what do? At a wedding, we make a commitment. The commitment is what is celebrated. That's the celebration of the wedding, of the chasana. No Shechianu in that moment. That's okay. But we celebrate the commitment. Vayaki Savola Aretz, what are we celebrating here? We're celebrating the commitment to keep the mitzvah of Bikurim even before we did it. And that was enough for Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us the land of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Number
four.
Four. Thank you, Shira. So what's amazing here is that we're going to have Sukkim that correlate to each other. We first, before we get to Tochacha, where we talk about all the bad things that are going to happen, we say, by the way, when you do good things, right, when you listen to Hashem, there's good things that are going to happen. So I want to read two Sukkim that sound extremely, extremely similar. Let me just get them up. V'haya im shamo tishma. Okay. When you follow in Hashem's ways and you listen to his voice and you follow all his mitzvos, uva'u alecha, then what's going to happen? Uva'u alecha kol ha'brochos ha'ila v'hisi gucha. All the brachos that Hashem has promised, you will attain. V'hisi gucha. Ki tishma b'kol Hashem l'kecha, because you listened to God's words. Now, Pasuk Tezvav, this is all in chapter 28. If you don't listen to God's voice and follow his mitzvot, that I command you today, all the curses that I talk about today, you will attain. Same word, in reference to the blessings, in reference to the curses. There's only one difference in these two words. When it comes to the klalos, the Rabbeinu Bachya points this out first, there is a vav. V'hisi gucha is spelled male with a vav. However, in the brachos, in the blessings, the vav is missing. The vav is not there. Why is that? In fact, I would have thought the opposite. I would have thought when it comes to blessings, the word should be spelled full. b'miluo with the vav. And it comes to the curses without the vav. Why is it the opposite? So it says two answers to this question. The first, Rabbeinu Bachya. Male bevav, lo nichta bebrachos male. U'mashnich levkan male, al shem shenemar, imo anochi betzara. Hashem says, the curses are going to be, you're going to attain all the curses. If you don't listen to me, v'histi gucha. The vav is there. That represents the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hashem says, I am with you. Right? This is very similar to the first idea that we already mentioned. Ipnei shaTorah mafchidasam deklalos. The klalos scare us. Ba'alir Moshe lo yovdu bahem. We're never going to get fully lost in them. Ki Hashem hane'alam shochein bekirbo. Because Hashem, who is hidden, is dwelling amongst us. Hove b'tzarasam b'shomer osam. He feels our pain and he protects us. Right? That's why Yudke Vavke is 26 times in the Tochacha, Hashem, to combat the Ra'os, because Hashem is with us. That is the approach of Rabbeinu Bachya. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said something also very beautiful, addressing the same question. He says the following. Uba lecha kol brachos kol sa ela visigucha. Gabe brachos ksiv uva lecha kol brachos ela visigucha chasir vav. And the kolos has a width above. So he says the following. That a vav usually means that you should do things with patience. He's quoting a Rashi in Parshas Naso. Rashi and Naso says, the Pasuk says, Amor Lahem, that the Kohanim, when they bless the Jewish people, Amor, Aleph Mem Vav Resh, they should bless them, not in a rushed manner. It should be done with Mesinus, with patience, with Kavana Ubelev Shalem. And when, so it sounds like when a Vav is missing, done very quickly, and very fast. He says, when brachos come, they come quickly. That's why there's no vav in visigucha. You follow Hashem's ways, the brachos are going to come that Hashem promised. Visigucha, without the vav, they come fast. They come fast and furious. We say, what do we say? When it rains, it pours. When it comes to the klalos, however, the vav is there to show that they come slowly. They come slowly. So I was thinking about this, Rav Chaim. It might mean literally that they come fast or they come slow. They come gradually throughout time. Or it might mean that emotionally, the way that we experience it is that way. When someone goes through a tzara, how do you experience a tzara? Slow. It's painful. It's long lasting. That's the way I think, you know, that's the way we emotionally experience hard times, that they go slower. Time moves slower when we're experiencing difficult moments. That was a very long year. That's not a nice, when someone says that to you, that's not a positive thing about the year. If someone experienced, I don't know, three weddings and two engagement parties of their kids and had a few grandchildren in the middle, you wouldn't say it was a very long year. You would say it's a year full of bracha. I don't think you would say it's a long year. It's not even the way that we speak. So Rav Chaim writes, the way that we experience klala is v'hisi gucha with the vav, like time expands. When we experience bracha, it's the opposite. Like moves fast. I try to tell a chassan and kala at their wedding, take it all in. It's going to fly by. And everyone here on the call can tell me life itself is going to fly by. It flies by. It flies by. And just go, let it go slow and try to just take it all in. Take in that bracha. And that's a challenge when it comes to bracha, when it comes to simcha, is to let it seep in slowly and not have it fly by so quickly. Okay. That is thought number four for today. We began with Oat Sadiq 676. We continued with Higadi Hayom, nonverbal communication. Number three was the promise of commitment of Bikurim was enough to give us Eretz Yisrael. Four was Vihisigucha, with the Vav, without the Vav, Ino, Imo, Nochi, Mitzara, or let the brachos last longer. Last thought for today comes from the following pasuk. The pasuk says the following: "Vayidaber Moshe v'akohanim v'alevim al kol Yisrael." This is going to be that later on in the Torah, later on after the Jewish people enter the land of Israel, they're going to go in the. They're going to enter the land. They have to erect stone monuments as they enter the land. And then Moshe, the Kohanim, and Leviim are going to say and speak to the Jewish people. And they're going to say the following: Haskes Ushema Yisrael. Haskes Ushema Yisrael. Hayom Hazeh Niesalah. Today is a day you're becoming a nation, Lashem Lokecha, before or for Hashem, your God. Haskes Ushema Yisrael. Today is a day, right? This is describing a moment in history. And the day the Jewish people are going to enter the land of Israel. Haskes Ushema Yisrael. Now, what does this mean? Haskes Ushema Yisrael. The Gemara, Haskes. What's the word Haskes mean? So Rashi says, look at Unculus. Not telling you. Look at Unculus. Atzeis, he says, Atzeis means you need to listen. So I want to share with you two thoughts here. Number one is, Haskes, Rashi says, Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Asu kitos, kitos, v'isku batorah. You should make chavrusas for yourself. Make groups of people and learn Torah together. Lefisha ein ha-Torah niknes ela b'chabura. Torah is really only required with a group of people. If you're learning Torah alone, it's wonderful. But it doesn't last. It doesn't last. It lasts when you learn Torah together. The Gemara continues. Dam Rav Yosi bar Chanina, my dechsiv cherev el abadim v'noalu. The pasuk says, "A sword is upon the boasters, and they shall become fools." Cherev al sonim shall tamid chamish yoshim bad bevad v'oskim b'Torah. There's a cherev. There's a sword upon the enemies of the Torah scholars, meaning sword upon the Torah scholars themselves. Who sit alone and learn Torah alone, that's not the way Torah is going to last. Torah is going to last when it's done together. Think about this chevra right here, right? I recently spoke to a former assistant rabbi of Shomrei Torah, Mendy, when this group, when Netev Fry first began, Rabbi Shulman. I just spoke to him this past week. And I said, we have learning now 6 days ago. So, Mendy Aaron, Netev? It was once a week. Now, 6 days a week. Torah lasts when it's done to Chabura. When you include other people in your learning and you do it together, that has a lasting power. So if you think about this, Moshe Rabbeinu and all the leaders of Klal Yisrael get up together and speak to the Jewish people. And they tell them, you know what is so significant, what's so important? You want the Torah to last now. You're going to be busy. You'll have your own families. You need to develop your businesses, your companies. It's all great. It's all important. But if you Torah matters to you and you want Torah to last, what you need to do is make sure you have chaburas, chaburas of learning, and that's always going to help. One more answer the Gemara gives. I think it's so important for us. Katatu haskedus maestro, katatu atzmechem al divrei Torah. What does this mean? Break yourselves over the words of Torah. Break yourselves over the words of Torah. That means that Torah is not meant to be easy. Challenge yourself. Break your thoughts about yourself. We all say, like, I can't do it. I can't learn Torah. I never learned Torah. This is not my thing. It's that guy's thing or her thing, not my thing. I'm not a learner. Katatu atzlachem. Break that mold about yourself. Challenge yourself in Talmud Torah. Try to learn new things. You know, I guarantee you, right? That's a fixed mindset. A growth mindset says, I didn't learn that yet. I can be a learner if I put my mind to it. Okay. And with that, right, entering the new year, it's always opportunities to think about new things for us to learn together, for you to learn on your own. And it's with that that we create a greater relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, because the greatest way to connect to Hashem is through our Talmud Torah. Wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos.